The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Moshe Francis, Rosh Kollel of the Chicago Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Barry Cohn of Los Angeles, California, in memory of their esteemed brother, Rav Menachem Mendel ben Rav Yosef Yitzchak Isaac Cohn Zatzal, Baal Mechaber Sefer Ateres Avi. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for his neshama.
Mar says in Moikotan Daf Hei Omer Aleph, Tisanya, we learned in a brisa, Yosin Lekavitzes Hadrachim Ulesakinas Rechoivois Veseis Trois Velomenes Amikvois. It says that the Shaluchim of Bezdin would go out on Cholamoid, they would clear the roads of thorns, they would repair, fix the roads and the markets, and they would measure the mikvois. So we see they would take care of Tzarchei Rabim on Chol HaMoed. It is mutter to do molacha l'tzarech harabim on Chol HaMoed, even if there is no Tzarech HaMoed. But it's only mutter to do something which is a maisa hedged, unskilled labor, but a maisa uman is asa. However, if it's also a tzarech hamoed, not just tzarech harabim, but it's also a tzarech hamoed, then it's mutter even to do a maisa uman on chol hamoed. But that is provided that it's also a tzarech haguf. The makar for this is the Tshuvas HaRashba Chelek Dalet Simen Shin Chaf Vav, where the Rashba says, V'oidani mistapek, if they were mata Tzarchei Rabim b'moyed using a Meleches Uman, more than in the case of Tzarchei Yochid, and he fears oi shebechol eila yesh behem Tzarech Rabim l'chiyusam v'lishma min hanizokim. He says that the cases mentioned where it is mutter, those cases are a tzarech rabim, but not just a tzarech rabim, a tzarech rabim that is for the sustenance of the rabim, to protect them from harm. L'chiyusam v'lishma min hanizokim. And in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber also paskins the l'sakin hadrachim u'lohasa mehem hamichshaylois, Ulitzayin hakvarois, ulitzayin hamikvois, all of these things are considered tzarchei rabim, and it's mutter to do it on chol hamoed, using a maisu uman, l'tzarech hamoed. But the Ramah is magia, and he says, v'dafka tzarchei rabim, shem tzrichim l'guf ha'odam. It's not a heta for all tzarchei rabim, it has to be tzarchei rabim that involve a tzarech haguf. But other types of tzarchei rabim, such as to build a shul, would be also lasos b'moyed. So the only type of tzarech harabim that it would be mutter to do with a maisa uman would be something that involves a tzarech haguf. It has to be a tzarech hamoyed with a tzarech haguf. So therefore, it would come out based on this that it would be mutter to fix electricity in a shul on Chol HaMoed in order to repair air conditioning or to repair the boiler in a shul to provide heat or to provide a cooling system. So it would be mutter to do a maisa uman l'tzarech hamoed, even though for l'tzarech tefila, it's not permissible to do a maisa uman, because that's not called the tzarech haguf. But once the tzibah comes to shul to daven, then they have to be comfortable. So then it's a tzarech haguf to provide adequate cooling or adequate heating for the tzibah. It is also mutter to repair public restrooms, the tzarech hamoed, through a maisa uman. Because again, that would be a tzarech haguf. Also, a public elevator that's in a public location, if the elevator became when it became out of or was out of order on Chol HaMoed, then it would be permitted to fix it using a Maisa Uman. Since among the public there are certain to be some people that it would be difficult for them to take the steps because they're older and infirm, so it would be considered to be a Tzarech HaGuf to repair the elevator. It would also be permissible to repair mikvois on Chol HaMoed, to repair the showers in the mikvois l'tzarech hamoed, even if a maizum and even if skilled work would be required. It would also be permitted to repair the electricity or the heating system inside a mikvah. The Shaaret Zion in Siman Tufkuf Mem Dalet Sifkot and Vav says, with respect to a bathroom in a private person's home, he says that it's prohibited to repair a merchat shel yochid. You cannot repair a private shower, even with a maisa hedget, because he says, mishum de yochid efshaloi b'loi merchat, because a individual could manage without a shower, or he can go to another location, he can go to his next door neighbor, he can go to the neighborhood mikveh and use the shower over there. So that is the psak of the Shaaret Zion. Heintek Poskim say that nowadays, where people take showers often, and it's certainly the shteg, it's certainly the derech for people to have a shower in their home, so there is certainly a makom to be makel over here. To repair the shower, provided that a person does not have an alternative shower or bath within his home. If these repairs can be done through a guy, that would certainly be the preferred way. In the Sefer, Shmiras Hamoyi Kil Chosai, he discusses over there if a public mikvah runs short of towels on Chol HaMoed. So would they be permitted to do laundry and wash their towels on Chol HaMoed? He says that it would be difficult to make an announcement that everyone, and to inform everyone that they're short on towels and everyone should bring a towel from their home, because people are used to going to the mikveh without bringing their own personal towels, and therefore they will expect to find towels in the mikveh. So therefore, he brings down a psak from Hagoyin Rav Yosef Sholem Eliashiv Zeichet Tzadik Lebracha, that it would be mutter to wash towels on Chol HaMoed. In this case, in the case of a mikveh, it would be mutter to wash, for the mikveh to wash towels, to provide towels in the case that their supply is exhausted. And the heter would seem to be because of Tzarchei Rabim, even though this gzeira against kibbutz on Chol HaMoed, shalei yikanes l'regel menuvel, and in ordinary circumstances, one would not be allowed to wash towels in his own home, for example, but in the case of the mikveh, because it's Tzarchei HaRabim, he holds that it would be mutter to wash towels if the supply is exhausted. It is possible that we could also be mitzdarev, the reason because towels are mislach lechtadir, it may involve a davar ha'aved as well, if the mikveh has to purchase additional towels, so there may be additional heterim besides the fact that it is Tzarchei Rabim. In the Sefer Shmira Shabbos Kil Chosai, he brings down from Hagoyin Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach a heter also to wash, do laundry l'tzarech rabim. He permits, for example, a public institution such as a shul to wash tablecloths if the tablecloths get dirty and they're not suitable for use on Chol HaMoed. Then he permits washing these tablecloths for a public institution, even though private family would not be allowed to do it, but a public institution is different. You have the head of Tzarchei Rabim. There's also a shaila brought down there whether a hotel would be permitted to wash towels on Chol HaMoed if the supply is exhausted. And he has a tzad to be makel by a hotel as well. Other poskim differ and say that a hotel who is in this business for profit should ensure an adequate supply before Yontif and should not resort to washing towels or doing laundry on Chol HaMoed itself.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.